My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Welcome back to part three. We are here with today's guest to find out their super quick secrets that, to be honest, never really that quick, are they? We like to have a chat about them. Okay, Enabled Warriors, we've talked about some heavy stuff in some previous episodes, so let's have a little bit of fun and show what is still possible after a diagnosis or accident. This is the part of the show where we find out a little bit more about the personality of our guest with some not so super quick secrets. Are you ready for this? Okay, so Eva, what is your most inspiring book you've ever read?
So questions like that are always so difficult, but I go with what first comes to mind, and that is Give and Take, which I am currently reading and actually rereading because I read it a few years ago and it just struck me as so important for everyone to read. And the whole point of it is it makes you think about what and who is a giver. A taker, and they also have someone that's like a matcher. It makes you think about what quote unquote winning in life really means and how relationships are at the root of all of it. And at the same time, it's a really good business book or self-development book. I'm a big fan because it just covers so many aspects of life and has you look at them very differently than you probably would otherwise. It also makes you question how you work in this world.
That sounds deep.
As a giver here. Oh yeah. Sometimes when you're like, oh crap, I'm a taker in this way. That makes me not feel so great. But yeah, Give and Take. I'm forgetting the name right now. I can give it to you for the show notes, but it's by like a famous business professor.
Awesome. I'm so gonna read that because that's exactly I think what I need right now. For sure.
Awesome.
Okay, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever done?
Okay, so
this is when you say I'm not that weird and then you come out weird.
I'm super weird, that's the thing. Is I was like, what is the weirdest thing I've done? I'm not sure. There's a lot of stupid stuff I've done.
Like what?
Because I'm like a bit of an adrenaline junkie.
Oh no.
Yeah, so, but not always in the obvious ways. Anyway, I guess one thing I did was I was volunteering at an AIDS clinic in Costa Rica for a few weeks. And on the weekend, a friend asked me if I'd like to go to Nicaragua with them. This is all in Central America, for those who don't know.
I'm geographically challenged, so I've got
weather. So Central America, like, you know, below Mexico, above South America.
Okay.
Not the safest places. And I said, sure, why not? And I didn't know that Nicaragua, especially at this time, was a very dangerous place.
Oh no.
But you had to go through the jungle to get there, and people get kidnapped pretty often. And I told my parents while I'm on a bus in the jungle, like that I was on my way there. They're like, don't go. And I was like, it's too late. And anyway, I was only there for 3 days. And actually I had the time of my life. It was gorgeous. And I hung out with a bunch of Israeli soldiers. So I was well taken care of, with, like male Israeli soldiers. And they were, you know, no one gets past them. So I felt safe, I guess, at least for that reason. But yeah, it was, I would say, one of the crazier things I've done, but I don't regret it.
That's awesome. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. When you said you were going through the jungle, I was imagining, like, you were going to say, like, oh, and then a monkey chased me or something. I was like, oh, no, what are we going over this?
Oh, no, Monkeys chase me in other travels, but I guess we won't go there. Really, I have a lot of travel stories. So if anyone wants to hear them sometime, you know, let me know because I got lots.
Awesome. I'm definitely down for hearing those for sure.
To do a travel episode where I just talk about chronic illness and travel. Not necessarily tips, but like what has happened on travels because I have chronic illness.
That sounds like an awesome episode. I think we need to get you back on for that, definitely.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, going back to the not so quick super wherever they are, what is the most amazing place you've ever visited?
Going back to travel, yeah. Cape Town, South Africa stands out to me because it is one of the most gorgeous places on earth. You have the beach, you have the mountains, and it seems like the end of the earth because other than Antarctica, there's nothing else below you. It is the most tip of the African continent. And there's a place called Cape Point, which is literally like a mountain that stretches out into the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And you can see the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean meet. And it is the coolest thing. You can you can see the difference in the tide and the colors a little bit. And yeah, it's fascinating. And look, South Africa has definitely had its troubles politically and humanitarianly. That's not a word. But I would say they've bounced back really well, and it only brings more richness to the culture there. So, I love it.
I don't know a lot about Africa. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I recommend South Africa, absolutely.
I've heard that from a few people now, actually.
Yeah.
I've got to find. Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. Okay, what is the scariest thing that you've ever done?
That kind of goes along with the weirdest, as in, like, I'm not sure what scary is, but I will tell you the scariest moment possibly of my life was another one while traveling doing something stupid. That is, I was horse riding on a beach in Bali. Yes, Bali, Indonesia.
I want to go to Bali.
Oh, Bali is the best. Bali was amazing. I would say maybe second to Cape Town. But I went horse riding. Actually, this might be related to my joints. I went horse riding just with this kind of random guy who was giving horse riding.
As you opportunities. Do.
As you do, right? Like, not a lesson. It's like, I know how to horse ride. I've learned up until cantering. So that's above trotting. And I'm pretty good at it. So I went, and this horse is totally erratic. It has two levels. It's I'm gonna walk or I'm gonna gallop or run. Like, this horse doesn't do anything in between. But I'm like, I'm on vacation and adventure and woo. So I went along with it, and on the way back, running again down the beach, something I don't technically know how to do. My best friend who I was traveling with is on the beach, and she waves to me and she's like, oh, Eva's back. And I guess because I turned, and because knees are very, hypermobility syndrome and horse riding does not work, I'll just say that. My legs flew out of the stirrups.
Oh gosh.
So I was on a horse that was running without feet in the stirrups. And I was just holding on to the reins and simultaneously trying with the saddle harder than I've ever done anything in my life. And somehow I find it to be a freaking miracle I did not fall off. And that horse kept going. This didn't end. It wasn't like I got it to stop. It was, I can't tell you how long because it's like time stands still, but it's really pretty remarkable that I did not fly off that horse and possibly, if not die, be paralyzed or something. It was a tall horse too.
Oh.
And the sand, when you hit the sand, it's like concrete. So that was the scariest moment of my life that I survived, and I'm happy about it. And if I had died, my last words would have been, oh shit.
It would be mine too, to be fair.
I just yelled, I was like, oh shit.
Oh no. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that does sound definitely very, very scary. And oh my gosh. I'm so glad that you're okay. Oh wow.
Me too. But yeah, horse riding. This is me being stupid again. I love traveling and I love doing exciting things. I'm an adrenaline junkie, but I do recognize now that I'm 30 and things are getting worse.
Don't start with that. Oh my God.
Sorry. that I do have to take better precautions and not be so dumb. Oh. There we go. Yeah.
Oh goodness me. Okay. Where can other warriors find out more about you and what you do?
So I would definitely say visit wellacopia.com because that's my baby and there'll be information about myself there to contact. And also invisiblenotbroken.com. Invisible Not Broken is the podcast network for which I've built with Monica, and the Human Care podcast is part of Invisible Not Broken. So there you go. And honestly, if anyone ever wants to reach out to me personally, that's always cool too. I'm happy to chat. Facebook, I'm Eva Lana Minkoff, and I'm sure Jesse will put stuff in the show notes.
They'll be in the show notes, guys. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Eva. We have learned so much from you. And warriors listening, if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to win $100, leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts. Tell us what you liked best. And we will choose one review at random each month to win $100. After you've left your review, remember, click that subscribe button. And remember, warriors, stay enabled. Bye. Are you ready to fight back against your chronic illness and go from being disabled to enabled? Do you want to be an enabled warrior? Someone who's brave, strong, and confident, and someone who's ready to find a way to achieve awesome things despite a diagnosis? This is your invitation. Check out disabled2enabled.com for articles and reviews to find out how you can become enabled too. Subscribe to the podcast to always be in the know. If you think this podcast is better than sleeping in on a Sunday, tickle that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And make sure to share this episode with someone who needs some inspiration. Want to ask your questions to future guests? Make sure to join our Enabled Warriors tribe on Facebook and look out for our question posts. Before we go, check out Disabled to Enabled on Instagram for posts that tell it like it is. And remember, warriors, stay enabled.